Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark McGwire. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Edmonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Will Clark. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Ankiel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Rick Ankiel. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adrian Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Osick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Emil Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Wenner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Todd Ritchie. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Todd Ritchie. And now, play ball. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Drew strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGwire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Placido Polanco pinch runs for Mark McGwire. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Edmonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Polanco moves to third. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Clark reaches second base with a double. Polanco scores. Edmonds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tatis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wenner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Placido Polanco now playing shortstop. Adrian Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mears strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lankford. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Alex Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Paquette misplays the ball. That's an error on Paquette. Kendall moves to third. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Osick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Drew. Osick reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's Cardinals, 2, Pirates, 2. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Craig Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ankiel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matheny moves to second. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Drew is 0 for 1 in the game. Drew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Polanco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wenner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Ritchie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ritchie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Drew. Ritchie reaches second base with a double. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Edmonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edmonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lankford moves to second. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kendall. Lankford moves to third. Paquette moves to second. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wenner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ankiel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ankiel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lankford scores. Paquette moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Cardinals. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drew is 0-2 in the game. Drew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. Paquette scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Polanco is 0-1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Drew moves to third. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Edmonds is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Edmonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osick is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Osick hits a fly ball into right field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wenner is 0-1 in the game. Wenner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Wenner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis is 0-2 in the game. Tatis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Tatis reaches second base with a double. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lankford is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lankford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tatis scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Shawn Dunston pinch runs for Ray Lankford. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Paquette is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Dunston moves to third. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dunston tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ankiel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ankiel hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Shawn Dunston now playing left field. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunston. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Adam Hizdu pinch hits for Todd Ritchie. Adam Hizdu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hizdu strikes out. One out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benjamin scores. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a line drive towards third. Tatis catches it and throws to second to double up Brown. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Smith now pitching. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Drew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Drew reaches second base with a double. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polanco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Polanco bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Drew moves to third. One out. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Edmonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edmonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drew scores. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Osick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Osick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tatis takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Cardinals. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny strikes out. Two outs. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ankiel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ankiel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. John Wehner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner strikes out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Benjamin strikes out. Two outs. Enrique Wilson pinch hits for Brian Smith. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunston. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Mike Timlin now pitching. Adrian Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 9-4, Cardinals. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Brown steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears takes first base on ball four. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Sauerbeck now pitching. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Drew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Drew strikes out. One out. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Edmonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Edmonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Osick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Osick takes first base on ball four. Ramirez moves to second. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Osick moves to second. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wenner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ramirez scores. Osick moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-5, Cardinals. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Wilkins now pitching. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Clark reaches second base with a double. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tatis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tatis takes first base on ball four. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dunston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Placido Polanco now playing second base. Craig Paquette now playing third base. Edgar Renteria now playing shortstop. Dave Veras now pitching. W.A. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morris hits a pop-up towards short. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mears hits a pop-up towards short. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.